Around 1900, the first graduate apprentice, Leopold Ehrlich, founded a sausage and smokehouse company in the Herkholzgasse 17. Later, he improved his education degree, studied German language and literature, and wrote down his experiences in autobiographical novels. Chapter 17 of his book, The Son of Moses Mautner, is about the launch of a small sausage factory. Leopold Ehrlich, aka Gustav Mautner, nervously jumps between the experienced butcher Florian, his father, Mr. Hermann, and the meat supplier Panigl.
During Gustav's travel, the metamorphosis from the wagon shed to the shop had been finished. The room was small, just like the staff. Three assistants and a cook. Gustav himself was bookkeeper, stock controller, traveler, and butcher. He was everywhere, and Mr. Panigl, who came with Mr. Hermann to the opening, admired Gustav's versatility. And Gustav, like a water diviner, always found new sources of concern. "Be careful not to make the sausages too big and not too small," he called to the two boys who stood at the table, and then he hopped back to the smokehouse, where Florian, his first, was standing, and he said insistently to Florian, "The main thing is, Florian, that the product is good. The sausages must have a beautiful color, otherwise nobody will order any more." "Will do," said Florian confidently, but Gustav was not so convinced. "You think so? You think so?" he asked doubtfully, and looked into the smokehouse where the prototypes, the very first sausages, the first products of the new factory were hanging. He was anxious about the success, and gazed distressed at the smokehouse as if it were a crematorium where his love had been given to the flames. "Be careful not to give them too much heat, Florian," he said warningly. Florian gracefully threw moist wood shavings with a shovel on the flames of the smokehouse and then replied, "Mr. Mautner, trust me. You will be pleased and so will be our customers." He opened the small door of the smokehouse and looked into it. It was a lovely sight. The little sausages sat on white wooden poles with legs spread like cute riders. Mr. Hermann hurried to the smokehouse and also looked into it. But he bent in too far and the smoke ruthlessly got to his eyes. "Ah, that stings," cried the old man and squinted his eyes, then shook his head as if the smoke were drops. This movement wasn't very smart, namely for his hat, as this fell headfirst into the wood shavings, but only almost, because Florian seized it in the air. "Oha!" he cried, and gave Mr. Hermann the hat. The old man put his attribute of dignity back on, and said resignedly, "Way too much smoke," Florian consoled. "I will let it flare up now," and threw a shovel of dry wood chips on the coals. Bright flames now crackled inside the oven. Florian stood for a while, then he opened the door and looked satisfied at the little riders, which had, like fresh doughnuts, expanded by the heat, deeply red and waiting for liberation. And Florian said, "We did it!" He raised one pole after the other from the oven, held each in a tilted angle to a basket, and the sausages swiftly and cheerfully glided into the basket. Gustav stood by the basket and looked at the beautifully colored prototypes. His look contained joy and love. I think no poet could have regarded his first poems with more affection. Florian understood the look of his master and said, "Well, Mr. Mautner, not bad, eh?"
Moshe Yehuda, who grew up in Geibelgasse and went to the kindergarten in Herkholzgasse 21, found this book as a 12-year-old on the nightstand of his parents, and read it immediately. Shortly thereafter, he fled with a youth transport from the German Reich, while his parents and his younger sister Gertrude were murdered in Auschwitz. He always carried the memory of this book with him, especially the last image in which the deceased parents looked down from heaven and witnessed the promotion of their son with pride. Moshe Yehuda could not remember the title and the author's name, and the people he could have asked had not survived. Thus, after 70 years, he finally succeeded to find the book of the now-forgotten author, Leopold Ehrlich.